best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Well, good morning, Joy. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Why don't we just jump right into this and tell us about Blake. What's going on?
Okay. Well, Blake, I've known for a while because we went to kindergarten together.
Really?
And, yeah, like, I was really crushing on him when I was in kindergarten. And we honestly stayed in touch a pretty long time, but the past few years we sort of lost touch. Like, that can happen. But then out of the blue, I was in Best Buy, and I, like, bumped into him, and it was adorable.
Well, that's kind of romantic, right? Different?
That's fate.
Yeah, I mean, the lighting is, like, so amazing there, right?
Jimmy says it's fate.
I mean, it was really fun. We hit it off and talking a little about old times, and we agreed to meet up sometime, but it was that vague. It was like, we'll meet up sometime.
So you guys didn't actually go out then?
No, and that's what sucks. It's why I'm reaching out, because I was honestly really looking forward to this, and all of a sudden he's just ghosting.
So you guys are flirting in Best Buy, he hands you his phone number, you text him, and nothing.
Well, I mean, we messaged back a few times. He actually asked for my number, so he sent me a message, like, later that day, and, you know, we were messaging back and forth, but then out of the blue, just, like, no more responses.
Okay. Interesting. Let's find out what old Blake's up to, then.
Okay, thanks.
Your 106.3.
Today's Variety, your 106.3. It's Mandy in the Morning. We've got Second Date Update happening right now. Just a few minutes ago, we spoke with Joy about how she ran into her childhood friend. Got a phone number, but hasn't really heard anything from him since. They never really went out on a date, but they sent a couple of text messages back and forth. So we're going to call him up right now and find out what his deal is.
Hello.
Hi, is this Blake?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. How are you?
Good.
We do this thing called, it's like a little segment we do called Second Date Update, where we try to put people back in touch with one another. And we were just wondering if you would talk to us about your friend, Joy.
Okay, I'm friends with Joy.
You guys met in kindergarten, right? You guys went to kindergarten together?
That Joy. I'm thinking, you know what, I work with a Joy. That's who I thought you were. I thought you were calling me because they were fixing her up.
No.
Sorry about that.
Not your curl worker. The Joy that we're talking about, the one that you went to kindergarten with, good friends throughout, you know, life. She mentioned that...
Elementary school. Yeah.
She mentioned that you were interested in going out sometime. Does that sound about right?
No, it doesn't sound right at all, actually. I'm surprised to hear that. We ran into each other, haven't seen her since elementary school. She was the cutest girl in elementary school. Ran into her, she still looked the same, and it was a little bit frantic, but yeah, we talked and said, hey, let's get together sometime, but no, I didn't ask her out. I can't. My wife was 2 miles away. That would have been a bad time to ask her out.
Oh, okay, so you're married.
Very married, and... I was actually at the time getting calls from her because our kids were in the store too, and they were.
Oh no!
I thought she had them. She thought I had them, but okay. It was kind of a frantic time.
So let me get this straight: you weren't actually asking her out on a date, you were just kind of meaning to say, "Hey, let's hang out as friends sometime."
Yeah, and this is so weird because I got kind of a stalker vibe, to tell you the truth.
Well,
it's so weird.
She didn't know.
I was just saying, hey, let's sometime get in touch.
Okay.
One of those things.
Right.
Well, she had that weird look in her face, you know, in her eyes. And so I don't know.
She definitely didn't know that you were married and with kids, I'll tell you that. Well, here's the thing. Blake, you could have actually texted her back all that information if maybe you got that vibe. But you don't have to do that because she's actually on the phone with us right now. So you pretty much just told her everything right now.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
not
this
cool.
is like, I'm yeah, it's super not cool, Blake. I'm really shocked. I mean, maybe I gave you a stalker vibe, but then it's extra weird that you kept texting me that you couldn't wait to see me and you were curious what I'd be wearing when we finally met up, and then out of the blue,
I said you should wear the polka dot dress from third grade, is what I said. It was this is coming off different from your description. I said, hey, yeah, wear the polka dot dress if we ever get together kind of thing. It wasn't like, I want to know what you're wearing.
But do you kind of see how you can kind of...
I'm the wrong way.
Yeah, I was going to say, could
you... Well, if you told me you were married, you wouldn't have had my number in the first place. So what's going on?
I guess there's a reason we haven't talked all these years. So that's it. I apologize, but we'll just move on, huh?
I don't even know what that means. All you had to do is, like, say, hey, like, I'm married. It was great to run into you. Let me introduce you to my wife. I could have been happy for you, right? Like, that's exciting. You're married with kids. But, like, the way this is coming out, like...
I agree with her.
It's weird.
Blake, I agree with her.
Okay, then I'm an evil flirter, I guess. I was under a lot of pressure at the time, and it was fun to see her. Now I really kind of wish we didn't see each other, but...
I mean, you aren't even making any sense. It was fun to see me, but I'm a stalker. But
it was fun, like a
polka dot dress,
like an old TV show you turned on by accident.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. Does your wife listen? Is that what's going on? Like, your wife might be listening, I think, is what's going on. Cool. Okay, well, I'm sorry for her, but I'm glad to not get involved in this mess.
Okay, so, Joy, I am so sorry that this didn't work out. But, Blake, next time you run into an old friend, you might not want to come off so friendly, maybe. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, Joy.
Neither, except goodbye at this point.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Your 106.3.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Your 106.3.